This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that, well, we talk about American exceptionalism. Are you an exceptional American? Yes, and I think you are. So welcome to the show. Wonderful day in the neighborhood. Things are changing. The president is making good on some of his promises to clean up immigration, which I think is high time we do this. Now, this bill that they're floating around out there is about green cards. It's not the whole shebang. It is a start. It is a toehold, if you will, in the battle for, well, regaining our country and sealing our borders. After 8 years of devastation at the borders, illegal immigrants all over the place, disrupting and demographically attempting to destroy our country. No better place to see it than in California, right? Cal Exit, anyone? The president and others have taken action now to submit a bill to Congress. Now, we're going to see how this whole thing plays out, and we're going to get through the drama of it all for the next couple of days, because you know that everybody on the left who supports sanctuary cities and, of course, illegal aliens, and we say that word, illegal aliens, is going to come after the president and everybody else who supports him, including, I'm sure, radio talk show hosts that are in support of an overhaul of the immigration program. You know, listen, I cannot fault, and I will never fault anybody from wanting to try and come to the United States. But you know what? There is a point at which the other side, the globalists, realize we can demographically change America to what we want. Let's do it that way. Let's use the laws of America against herself. That's what the strategy is. So, illegal immigrants. Now, let's put this into perspective why we have to have control of our borders. We know that the globalists want to destroy Western civilization and make it theirs. In the New World Order schemata of things, one world government, one religion. And the religion is Gaia, earth worship. And all we need to do to see how that part of it plays out, the religion part, is look at the Pope's encyclical, written by an atheist, I might add. It's all about the Agenda 21 and the 2030 agenda. That's all it is. It's that plan, that master plan, to destroy borders in America, to destroy the Constitution, to take away our God-given rights in America. We are the big obstacle. So what? No better. There's no better way to do that than to, well, change the population. If the population, if we can't change the minds of the population, if we can't break through that Protestant ethic of America, which is what it is. Remember, our Constitution was written by Protestants. I hate to tell and inform people that. It's pretty obvious. Just go look at the founders. Just look at the people that were involved in the Declaration of Independence. Just check it out. Just check it out. Yep. And they don't like it. You know, we got some clips of the discussions that and the papers that have been written. We're going to bring those forward here in the next couple of weeks, I think. And so that lays down the groundwork as to why the Constitution is so important and why the left is trying, well, the globalists, if you will, have been trying to destroy the Constitution and rid America of its Protestant ethic, its Protestant ethic. And this has been a planned event, and they've talked about it. There's a lot of papers, a lot of documents that go into the thinking of all these people that have brought forth the Agenda 21 agenda and the 2030 agenda. See, these are things you just don't know. It's kind of like chemtrails and kind of like geoengineering. You know, it's interesting. We're going to be running some stories on California Department of Water Resources and weather modification. Oh, dating back to when? The early 50s. In trying to, and successfully, modifying the weather throughout California to increase water flow. And they're successfully doing it. And that the program, guess what? It's gone global. Where did it come from? Well, it came from a lot of research, and the documents are stunning, actually. You go back and read these documents about how they're modifying the weather in California in the 1950s and successfully doing it. Now, do you think, is it very far-fetched to think that they couldn't create a drought? Actually, when you read the papers, it's pretty obvious they can create a drought. You know, like maybe 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden create large amounts of water, and they can successfully do that. Can they modify the weather? Yes. And this has been something everybody's been saying, oh, they can't do it. They can't. It's impossible. We look up and we see contrails. Okay. Let's see. What's in the composition of those contrails? And let's run some simple tests to see what comes into the water. And, you know, you start realizing, man, aluminum oxide and uranium and all this stuff. It's pretty silly to think that they're not modifying the weather. And, of course, it's all because of global warming. It's kind of interesting. They're now starting to become more public about what they're doing with weather modification. It's a good thing, right? Not really. You don't want to mess with Mother Nature. And that's exactly what they've done and been doing. So when we take a look at the immigration program, when we take a look at what we're seeing bearing out with replacement theory, I call it, replacement theory for Americans, getting rid of the Protestant ethic, what we do is we just shift it demographically. We just replace the human beings with a different set of human beings with a different set of values that will come into the country, and those values will match what? They won't match the Constitution. They won't match anything that's American. Nope, they don't want that. They want them to match, well, those that will submit to their edicts, which is something that we did not want to do as the founding fathers, of course, in this country. They said, no, we're not going to submit to anybody. We're not going to bow. We're not going to kneel. We're not going to get on our knees for a despot. And what we have shaping up here in the United States of America is that battle that is so big and growing every single day. And where do we see it the most? Yeah, it's California. Because remember, if California goes a certain way, everybody else goes, right? That's their theory. That is their theory. If California goes a certain way, so does the nation. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to put petty beliefs behind us. And we have to identify those that will actually help and those that won't. Because we have a nation at risk, ladies and gentlemen. Trump knows it. The Americanists know it. And so do the globalists. That's why the replacement theory, replacing Americans with a new batch of illegal immigrants like we're seeing in California, that seems to be the formula for success for these people. And the testing ground for that, the test bed for the rest of the nation, has been California. That's why these people with CalExit and others are so smug. They're so smug about what they're doing. Yet they're not going to succeed. Once we have the game plan out, their game plan, and we understand it, we can see it, we will take action. And there's action being taken right now to stop these people. And, of course, the first step, the first part of the action was to elect Donald Trump. Everybody says, oh, he didn't win the popular. You know, that's just so bogus. You see, part of the playbook for these people, the globalists, is to, of course, destroy our election system. And they certainly have done it in California. The corruption has been replete. It has been replete. We're going to take it back, though, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take it back and be the beacon of freedom for the rest of the world. The totalitarians, they will be stopped. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Okay, you caught me. The Agenda 21 brew is brewed again. We're on to pot two. Pot of coffee, please. We're not on to pot two. The second pot of Agenda 21 coffee has been brewed. And I'll tell you what is absolutely spectacular. We make man-style coffee here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'll tell you, freedom is going to burst forth. I am so optimistic about what is going on in our country right now. And let's just sort of wax and wane a little bit here. I'm going to be playing to you a clip coming up. It is a clip in exchange from the press conference yesterday following the announcement of the immigration policy, if you will, that Donald J. Trump is supporting with Tom Cotton and David Perdue, two senators who have introduced the bill. And again, step by step, by step by step. Now, and again, we're not going to wax and wane, wax and wane. I'm getting into waxing and waning. We're not going to wax and wane about issues going on with Obamacare right now. Oh, boy. We're not going to do it. We're going to stay on the immigration thing for a while because I think it's very important. Obamacare is coming up. We're going to talk about Chris Street's article that came out in Breitbart. For those of you that are in the California exchange, something like, what is, this is amazing, actually. I got to complete this sentence for you. Checking for understanding, we call it. The article is entitled, and we'll talk about this in the third hour, just covered California 2018 premiums to rise 8 times inflation. Holy moly. There you go, Jerry Brown. Thank you very much, Jerry Brown. We're California. Remember, he wanted for this exchange, didn't it? He asked the legislature for $400 billion per year to cover it. $400 billion a year to cover California's health care exchanges. But currently, right now, we're at $123 billion per year. I don't know where the reality check is there. That's what we're dealing with. Okay. Incredible exchange yesterday. Jim Acosta of CNN. Jim Acosta is the guy that has been taken on by Trump as he comes out there and fingers him. Fake news, fake news. And, of course, CNN's kind of like, So Jim Acosta has been the guy who's the White House correspondent. Now we have another guy, Stephen Miller, speaking on behalf of the president. This is an incredible exchange, something I've never witnessed at all. And quite frankly, the president knows the media better than the media. I'm quoting our own Chris Street about that. That's a comment he made about Jeff Sessions. Now, remember, Chris Street advises Jeff Sessions. Our own Chris Street. So he kind of knows. And remember that whole spat with Donald Trump just hammering away on Jeff Sessions? And everybody goes, no, don't do that. We love Jeff Sessions. I love him. I think he's fantastic. I think he's doing a fantastic job. I'm sitting there going, why are you doing that? Well, you know, listen. It's all play acting up there in a lot of ways. It really is. I was calling Trump out on it, saying, he's his good buddy. I don't think he's going to kind of go after him, and he didn't, of course. It was really kind of a, I think it was all show, but we brought Chris on because he's an advisor to Sessions. Said, well, you know, how do you feel about that? And he goes, it's a canard, Paul. It's a canard. Well, of course it is. And he said the famous quote is that Trump knows the media better than the media knows the media. They were being played by Trump. This is what I like about this guy. He's playing them for the fools that they are. And right now, Stephen Miller, he did it yesterday.
trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country.
Talking about the bill, though.
Telling them you have to speak English.
This is Acosta.
Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
Well, first of all, right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical. Secondly, I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty, but more fundamentally, Jim, I appreciate your speech. So let's talk about this.
It was a modest need.
Jim, let's talk about this. In 1970, when we let in 300,000 people a year, was that violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? In the 1990s, when it was 500,000 a year, was it violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land?
Was it violating?
When it was 700,000 years. No, tell me what years. Tell me what years. Tell me what years. Tell me what years meet Jim Acosta's definition of the Statue of Liberty poem, Law of the Land. So you're saying 1,000,000 a year is the Statue of Liberty number. 900,000 violates it. 800,000 violates it.
You're sort of bringing a
Jim,
press one for English philosophy here to
Jim,
immigration, and that's never
for,
been
Jim,
what the United States has been about, Stephen.
Your statement's also shockingly ahistorical in another respect, too, which is if you look at the history of immigration, it's actually ebbed and flowed. We've had periods of very large waves, followed by periods of less immigration and more immigration, and during
we've had a period of immigration right now. The president wants to build
it's
a wall.
Actually,
you
it's actually
bring about a sweeping change to
surely, Jim, you don't actually think that a wall affects green card policy. You couldn't possibly believe that, do you? Actually, the notion that you actually think immigration is at a historic law, the foreign-born population of the United States today,
talking about how border crossings.
I want to be serious, Jim. Do you really at CNN not know the difference between green card policy and illegal immigration?
Sir, you really don't know that. Cuban immigrant. He came to this country in 1962, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, and obtained a green card. Yes, people who immigrate to this country can eventually. People who immigrate to this country,
as a factual question,
ways do obtain a green card at some point. They do it through a lot of hard work, and yes, they may learn English as a second language later on in life.
But this whole
notion of, well, they could learn, you know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, I have to honestly say, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree that in your mind, this is an amazing moment that you think only people from Great Britain or Australia would speak English is so insulting to millions of hardworking immigrants who do speak English from all over the world. Jim, have you honestly never met an immigrant from another country who speaks English outside of Great Britain and Australia? Is that your personal experience?
Of course there are people who come in.
But that's not what you said. And it shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say,
it sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Jim, that is one of the most...
We're going to stop it there and come back after the break because I think his cosmopolitan... We're trying to racially and ethnically engineer America from Jim Acosta. And there's so much more. And of course, in California, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And just recently in 2016, Prop 58. Yes, Prop 58. Got rid of English requirement for students in schools. I wonder why they did that. Maybe because they want to turn California into a Spanish-speaking country? Let's take a look at the Olympic Games coming up in 2028. We'll be back.
Tired?
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
A little bit of S. White right there to sort of fire us up. Get us in the beat. Get us in the rhythm of things. On Agenda 21 Radio. You know, you got to feel the rhythm out there of the globalist. And you get into the rhythm and you go, holy moly, that's not where I want to be. I want to be an Americanist. An Americanist. Anyway, wonderful things happening in the world today. It's wonderful. And, you know, this is I'm going to go back to this little bit of yesterday's exchange with Stephen Miller, sparring over immigration policy. It's an amazing clip, and it tells so much. We're going to get into the last couple of minutes of it, and you have CNN Acosta going after the president's immigration plan now. And, of course, like all globalists, they're going to call it racist, what's happening. Without any detail, because they have their agenda, and they're not going to, you know, look at things like we do here on Agenda 21 Radio about California citizen students. Doesn't matter, and it doesn't even matter, like I was pointing out before, it doesn't even matter if what race they are. They could be, and it could be Mexican citizens of Mexican descent. That's my point. By the way, my relatives, we're talking about here too. My relatives. See, here in California, we're kind of like a mix now. Of everybody. Oh, boy. So they're excluding California American citizens from colleges. We know that. They've been doing this for years. And I pointed this out years ago. I saw the trend. That's what these globalists are doing from the UC system and the CSU system and the colleges. And they're dumbing down our own kids in college. And guess what? The preferential treatment for illegal immigrants and for other aliens from other states, even illegal aliens from other states coming into California, getting the freebies, if you will, getting the preferential treatment for those seats. Why? Because they get more money for them, out-of-state tuition and so on. Well, that's the not the only reason. They don't want American citizens, period. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. Doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. They do not want American citizens in California. That's the bottom line. And this has been going on for years. Now it's being called up. And you have clowns like Acosta who doesn't get it. And I'm really glad to see somebody from the Trump administration take him on and clarify a few. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit irritated. It's about time we end this stuff and bring back Americanism.
There are people who come, but that's not what you said, and world. it shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say,
looks like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country. I guess we just didn't have too much of that in the last 8 years, now did we? Excluding Christians from coming into America for the last 8 years? What's up with that? Well, doesn't that just sort of fit what I was talking about? Get rid of the Americans who have this cultural... It doesn't matter what your race is. Doesn't matter what your nationality is. If you're an American citizen, you can be Mexican. You can be African American. Doesn't matter. You're an American. You're out. That's the way these people think.
That is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really... The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting. Jim, the reality is that the foreign-born population into our country has quadrupled since 1970. That's a fact. It's been mostly driven by green card policy. Now, this bill allows for immediate nuclear family members to come into the country, much as they would today, and then it adds an additional point-based system. The people who've been hurt the most,
the people who've been
hurt the most by the policy you're advocating, are
what policy am I advocating?
Apparently just unfettered, uncontrolled migration. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating. Are immigrant workers and minority workers and African American workers and Hispanic workers.
Are you targeting the African American community now? You brought it up again. You said you wanted to have a conversation and not target. Is it going to be a target?
This is what we want to do.
Using the African American community, are you going to target? I'm not trying to be funny.
Right. What you're saying is 100% correct. We want to help unemployed African Americans in this country and unemployed workers of all backgrounds get jobs.
And the key thing here to understand what Miller's talking about here, and I'm glad she asked that question. She's a little bit edgy on the thing, but here's because she's African-American as a reporter. I get that. But she's asking the absolute right question here. This is the absolute point behind all this discussion. Where has the consideration been for American workers under Obama? It's not been there. Where is it with the globalists? They don't want American workers. Forget American workers. Anything American in America, forget it. That's what they don't want. And that is exactly what the last 8 years has been about, is excluding American workers. And not only that, American students out of schools and out of higher education. That's what this has been about. You talk about racism. You talk about bigotry. We've seen it face on. People, because you're Christian or you're Jew, you can't come to America any longer under the Obama administration. You just need to be left behind so that you can be butchered by ISIS. Who, guess who created? Hillary Rodham Clinton and Obama. That's what they were doing. And of course, if you're Christian, you can't go to Europe if you're in the refugees of the Syrian war, right? Which was created by who? Obama. Now what are we doing south of the border? Well, there's Venezuela, there's other countries, they're on the brink. And what's going to happen there? We're going to have an explosion of immigrants coming to this country the design for the fall of this country is exactly what we are seeing templated right now in Europe. And they're eliminating the obstacles, of course, legally. Now, I bring this up because there was Prop 58 that just was passed in the 2016 election cycle in California. Oh, they don't want me to report this and bring it to your attention. They just don't. I mean, come on, Paul. Just nothing to see in Prop 58. Just move along. But, does it play into what we're talking about right now? Prop 58 does away with the 1990s proposition. Actually, it was 1998, to be exact, of 227. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, they're sitting there going, he's bringing it up. We don't want him to do that. Oh, no, we're going to get angry. We're going to get angry. Yeah. What did they do with Prop 227 back in 1998? Californians passed, by a large margin, Prop 227, which required that students be immersed in English classes. And by the time you graduate, you're proficient in English. That was a requirement. One language first. It took away the options for what's called bilingual education. And I'm talking about you, those of you that are bilingual educators, you kind of get all this. The LA Unified School District variety of bilingual education. And bilingual education there, they taught in their own their own native tongue. Forget about this English business. No, you had a bunch of radical teachers in the LA Unified School District, radical La Raza folks, get it? Who didn't believe much in this English immersion. By the way, the best way to learn a language I've found, and I've been involved in the learning of multiple languages myself, four of them, is to be immersed, not to learn it parsed out. We don't need parsing. Parsimony. For language. Yet, now it's back. Prop 58 brought it all back. And we're going to talk about that. Spanish only in California? They're pushing for it. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Like Jim made, trying to ascribe nefarious motives to a compassionate immigration measure designed to help newcomers and current arrivals alike is wrong. And this is a positive, optimistic proposal that says 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, we want to have an immigration system that takes care of the people who are coming here and the people who are already living here by having standards, by having a real clear requirement that you be able to support yourself financially, by making sure that employers can pay a living wage. That's the right policy for our country, and it's the president's commitment to taking care of American workers. I apologize, Jim, if things got heated, but you did make some pretty rough insinuations.
Yep. Well, so much for Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta, CNN. He's gotten himself in more trouble with Trump. I mean, and been called out. It's kind of like something else, actually, with Jim Acosta. So much for that. Let's get back into the discussion of Prop 58 and what it was and what it was in 2016. It just sort of slipped by you. By the way, in California's corrupt voting system, they can do whatever they want. This is a totalitarian dictatorship with Jerry Brown. That's what it is. That's what we're living in. Maduro, anyone? Venezuela next? We're moving that way. With pushing out of the middle class, of course. What would it be if we had reverse? If we reverse it, if all Californians who left California come back and take charge, and it can happen, wouldn't that just put their little panties in a bunch? Jerry Brown with his panties in a bunch. What a visual. Is that why he speaks the way he does and he castigates the audience? Listen, what is wrong with this picture? Jerry Brown goes before the Senate Committee on Cap and Trade. And he's going to testify. Not only is he going to testify, he's going to pontificate as the governor. The executive branch going before the legislative branch. Right directly to them. Supposed to have some separation of the governments, you know what I mean? I mean, the branches of government. But Jerry Brown doesn't do that. Oh, no. He's a dictator. He can do whatever he wants. Maduro, anyone? Venezuela? Calavenzuela. There you go. That's us. Calaluena. You know, or we can say Venzifornia. I like that one. Venzifornia. That's right. That's what we are. The Grand Caliphate, California. That's what it means, caliphate. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Hello? Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, you didn't know that. I can't get the... You know, I just got a fresh cup of the brew out there. So I'm pumped. Anyway, so Prop 58. This was the initiative that came forward. I voted no. Of course, everybody that I knew. But it doesn't matter what your vote is anymore. In California voting, it just doesn't matter. Listen, we have almost got to the point in California that the government is appointing those that are going to run for election, just like in Venezuela. That'll be next. And it's almost that way now with the way that we got the destruction of the Republican Party in California. It's just it's not significant. And of course, it's not deliberately. The Soros folks have moved in. I mean, clearly, that's what's been going on in California. You run somebody like a Neil Kashkari as governor, or as an opponent to Jerry Brown, comes in out of nowhere. They just plop him down and they put him in the gubernatorial race on the Republican Party. Of course they did. Because the Republican Party leadership, I might add, the Republican Party leadership, they are the ones responsible. Listen, and it's sad because you go to these Republican functions. You go there and you've got great conservative thought, great conservative Tea Party people. You've got it all. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Yet, the leadership is corrupt. And it's been corrupt for some time. And now we have the Soros connection. So Prop 58, well, we've always had that. But Prop 58, English learning in schools. And I like the way they titled this. It says, Proposition 58 repealed the English-only immersion requirements and waiver provisions required by Prop 227 of 1998. In English-only programs, students learn subjects from teachers who speak only English. Oh my God, really? That's called English? Think about that. So this is the way you take down a country. This is something, of course, when the Spaniards came over to the New World. Either the Indians had to speak Spanish or they died. They had to accept their variety of Christianity, or they died. That's what the Spaniards did when they came to America, the new Americas, the new world. They understood that in order to control a population, they had to have one universal language, and that was de España, Spanish. And they came down like an iron fist over the citizens. In America, an English language country was developed, of course. But what they're doing now, of course, is flooding the border. They want to take back California, Alta California. They think they deserve. By the way, it was the Californios, the Mexicans of 1836 who lived in California who did not want to be under the yoke of Mexico City. They did not want to be dictated to any longer by the Mexicans. They wanted their independence. So they wrote a Declaration of Independence in 1836. By the way, to get away from that, the Californios did. Mexicans in California wanted to get away. They wanted to have their freedom, and they got it by 1846. Well, we forget that. But Prop 58, guess what? We're now speaking Spanish in schools. Bilingual education, anyone? No. Only one education, and that's going to be Spanish education. All California schools will start speaking Spanish in about 5 years. That's the way they'll teach people, if this is allowed to stand. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I've simmered down, but I did get another cup of coffee. Okay, so we have another pot brewing at Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what is really truly... No, this is the end of the show, the end of the hour. Anyway, we got a lot more coming up. We're going to be talking... Yeah, we're not going to leave this whole thing about Prop 50. I'm sorry. Listen, for all of you globalists out there, Jerry Brown, hear me out. We're not going to let you turn California into a Spanish-speaking country. That's not going to happen. We Americans will rise up, and we Californians will rise up along with our Americans, because we are Americans, and we're going to remain America. And you and your ilk will go into the ash heap of history. That's the way we do it as Americans. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, into the ash heap of history. We will reclaim our voting process here in California and in the new state. The new state. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And by all means, email me, paul@a21r.com. Anyway, thanks for listening. And more coffee is on the way. And remember, like I always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware?
Lusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, coin and bullion. 755-COIN.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.